The Spanish Fly Flashbacks Podcast. Highlighting the best of hip-hop and R&B.
We are also brought to you by the PM app. The PM app is the latest social media hype. This app is amazing. It's like all the other apps rolled into one to make a giant mega app. This app has it all. You have to go check it out. Download it now. It's available for Androids and Apple. The PM app is where we're at, is where we're going to be, and is where the future is going to be. PM app. Go download it now. This episode of the Spanish Fly Flashbacks is brought to you by Villains and Saints Clothing. For the hottest streetwear and the latest fashion, go to villainsandsaintsclothing.com.
What is up, everybody? How's it going? Welcome to your Friday once again. And thank you for tuning in to another edition of the Spanish Fly Experience. I am your host, Spanish Fly. Thank you for joining me. And thank you for tuning into this podcast where we are spotlighting the year 1995 this week. Wow. Halfway through this season already. We're going all the way up to 1999. We're just spotlighting all the R&B hits and, of course, showing you how it's like to be in the R&B, community and showing love to these songs that we do. I'm pretty sure most of you guys are R&B fans, just like me, a big time R&B fan. I love R&B music all day long. And, of course, as I record this podcast right now, I'm in the middle of watching Surviving R. Kelly. And I think I gotta retract what I said on my show on Monday, that this motherfucker is a fucking predator. And I guess I had to watch it for myself, and I'm not even done watching it yet. But you know what? This dude, man, dirty. Man, I just don't know what to say, man. Not to sound, gay or nothing, but my heart is broken inside, man, because I don't want to say I looked up to this dude, but I did. I looked up to this motherfucker growing up as a youngster, man, early 20s, even up until just recently. I always looked up to R. Kelly, man. That was my dude, man, my music, man, every time. I mean, I would, man, his music, if I had a choice, I would have played it all day long in rotation, no matter what. And I'm watching this show, man, and just like, My heart is breaking inside, and my mind is just blown at what this dude did, man. This dude was fucking dirty. Man, I just don't want to say any more about it, because I'm pretty sure you guys either have watched it or haven't watched it, but those who have watched it, yeah, I was getting told shit on my show, just like kind of backing dude up, but you know what? I guess I got to retract what I said. I will find ways to retract the shit on my show as well. I mean, I'm not going to do my show this Monday, because I got booted from Facebook. I can't do no Facebook Live, so there's no point in me doing my show. But anyway, yeah, my whole outlook on R. Kelly has totally changed. And to me, it hurts me as a, you know, as a fan inside that he done shit like the way he did. But, you know, I just don't understand why this dude did what he done, man. He had, it was a waste of a talent. This dude was so talented. And he did what he fucking did to these females. Youngsters, especially the youngsters. His wife, the kids, all this stuff. It just, and then, you know, I don't know. I just don't even, you know, I don't even want to talk about it no more. But anyhow, it just sucks to see that happen to my favorite fucking singer of all time. You know, actually, well, he did that to himself, I should say. But R. Kelly, you're a disgrace, brother. I'm sorry. I mean, I don't even know, bro. I'm just confused as far as his music goes. I mean, I'm a fan of his music still to this day, but he's a disgrace to the human, man, you know. But anyhow, you know what? Let's get into the show, shall we? Spotlighting the year 1995, like I said, man, you know, we're taking it all the way back to that year. And, of course, R&B cuts was still bumping back then, man. And groups ruling, you know, the 90s and early 2000s. But, you know, they were, majority of them were 90s. Some had one album hit, you know, one album after another, after another, after another that were fire. Some of them were just like one here and they sucked the next one. You know, just like a lot of one-hit wonders as well in the R&B community. But you know what? This one group right here stood out no matter what. Even when their two other guys went solo, you know, things just, you know, I don't know, that's my mind is still blown about this whole R. Kelly bullshit. But anyway, you know, groups succeeded as they you know, separated, you know, went their own ways, did their own thing. And Jodeci is one of them, man. You know, Jodeci had so many albums, you know, the show, the Hotel After Party one, and of course, Diary of Madman. All those albums were bad. Forever My Lady, you know, all those albums were dope. And of course, one of these songs right here was on the show, the party, the hotel. This was right here, Freaking You. You get it right here on the Spanish Fly Experience, showcasing the year 1995 with a little bit of disappointment in my heart. Man, you know, it's all good, but you know what? It is what it is, man. Play the song, Rudy. Thank you.
back so far.
What must I say?
Jodeci with your boy Spanish Fly, doing the Spanish Fly experience right here, having a great time doing this with a little bit of heartbreak inside of me right now, you know, as far as, you know, what I've been watching as I record this. But yeah, this dude let me down, man. R. Kelly, man, I don't even want to say anymore. That's all, you know, I'm talking about. I'm sorry that I was talking so much about it in the beginning. I say, because I looked up to this dude, man. You know, this dude was like my idol growing up, man, you know, in the 90s. You know, a lot of his baby-making music was help me out some. But anyhow, that's neither here nor there. Got to stop talking about the dude on the show here. I'm going to move on, all right, to my next artist right here, discovered by Babyface. Of course, he sang on a couple of his songs as well. But I know he was on this song, the main song right here, that was on one of his albums. This is John B. with Someone to Love. You get it right here, of course, with the Spanish Fly Experience. Enjoy the song, yo.
Time of me when I need it.
That was John B with Babyface. That was the song that he dropped, was in the first song that he ever did, was Someone to Love. Your boy Spanish Fly right here doing the Spanish Fly Experience. Want to say thank you so much once again to our sponsors, Villains and Saints Clothing, villainsandsaintsclothing.com. I got so caught up with this R. Kelly bullshit that I forgot to mention my sponsors, man. I apologize. But thank you so much once again, Villains and Saints Clothing, for being our sponsor this week. Check them out at villainsandsaintsclothing.com. Streetwear for everyone. They don't care who you are. They got you covered. The winter lineup, of course, dropped a few weeks ago. And spring lineup will be coming out in just a few months or so, or a few weeks, however long it takes them to get it going. But you know what? They got you covered all seasons, man. But, you know, they're keeping it new every single time when they drop new shit. So you won't be disappointed. Great streetwear, man. I'm telling you, I got a few things myself. And I wear that shit proud, man. Because not only because they're our sponsors, but you know that shit looks fly, man. I love it. VillainsandSaintsClothing.com, man. Check them out. Oh, and then at the end of the checkout, make sure you type in Spanish Fly. Get 10% off your fucking total, man. Beautiful. Saving you some money at the beginning of the year, of course, you know. Taxes is coming up, even little bitch-ass Trump to shut down the government. Motherfucker, I hate you. Oh, shit, my bad. Oh, damn. So you get off to another subject. It's all about music, not about personal shit. Yeah, saving you some money at villainsandsaintsclothing.com. You know, do your taxes, get yourself something, man. Look good while you're out there in your ride or wherever you are, walking at the mall, street, no matter what. villainsandsaintsclothing.com. Check them out, all right? Next song right here, of course. To me, it's, even though it's got a rap flow to it, it's got an R&B fucking group in the background doing the lyrics, man. I mean, the background lyrics, and believe it or not, you know, it's got an R&B flow to it as well. But, you know, it kind of goes both ways, you know, fucking R&B, a little bit of hip-hop. But you know what? This song right here qualifies to be on this show because, man, it just, believe it or not, I don't know, kind of could work as a penny dropper here and there, you know? Depends, you know? But, man, my boy LL Cool J just turned 52 years old this month. Yeah. He's getting up there in age, man. But, you know, I don't know, man. It's just, I remember when the dudes were, you know, my artists, my favorite singers were in their 20s and 30s. Now these cats are in their 40s and 50s, man. It's all about life, man. Circle of life. But, you know, they still can throw it down wherever they go, wherever they perform. They can still get down. Just like my dude, LL Cool J, right here with Boyz II Men. This song right here, one of my favorites. This is Hey Lover. And you get it, of course, right here with the Spanish Fly Experience. Your boy Spanish Fly right here behind the mic taking care of you for the year 1995. Drop it. This is
Harlem at the Ruckers, yeah. I saw you with your man, smiling, huh, a coach bag in your hand. I was laying in the coop with my hat turned back. We caught eyes for a moment, and that was that. So I skated off as you strolled off, looking at them legs, goddamn, they look so soft. I gotta take you from your man, that's my mission. If his love has really got to handle competition, you only knew him 5 months.
That's right.
Besides, he drink too much and smoke too many blunts. And I be working out every day thinking about you, looking at my own eyes in the rear view, catching flashbacks of our eye contact. Wish I could lay you on your stomach and caress your back. I would hold you in my arms and ease your fears. I can't believe it, I ain't had a crush in years. Hey, love. Think it's safe for you to travel that way, and I don't want to violate your relationship, so I lay back in the cut with a crush, that's a trip. Still, he can't stop me from having daydreams, tonguing you down with vanilla ice cream. kissing on your thighs under moonlight, searching your body with my tongue, girl, all night. I wonder one day could it be, simple dreams could turn into reality. Our love would come down so naturally, we would walk down the aisle of destiny. What your man get his hustle on, got your type scared, break you off a little chump change to do your hair. That seems to be enough to satisfy your needs, but there's a deeper level if you follow our lead.
Hey love,
at the mall, standing at the payphone about to make a call. I had a vision, it was me on the other end, telling you come by, and then you walked in. I touched you gently with my hands, we talked about traveling to distant lands, escaping all the madness out here in the world, becoming my wife, no longer my girl. Then you let your dress fall down to the floor, I kissed you softly and you yearned for more. Experience pleasure unparalleled, into an ocean of love we both fell, swimming in the timeless currents of pure bliss, fantasies interchanging with each kiss, undying passion unites our souls, together we swim until the point of no control. But it's a fantasy, it won't come true, we never even spoke and your man sway love you, so I'ma keep all these feelings inside,
that's right,
keep my dreams alive until the right time.
Cool J featuring Boyz II Men, Hey Lover, right here with the Spanish Fly Experience, dropping the year 1995 for you on this podcast. Of course, doing it every single Friday, with this season taking care of you with all the 1990s R&B hits. You know, may have been chart toppers, may have been at the bottom of the chart, but you know what? These are the seven that we are showcasing that we do every single week. You know, for every single year, we're just having a great time bringing you these songs, regardless of where they were in the charts. No matter. It's just, you know, songs that come to mind. You know, just want to make sure we're bringing you the best and jogging your memory with all the good songs, all the good times that may have happened that time, or maybe the bad times. But, you know, a lot of good times happened with me in the 1990s. Best times I ever had, man, growing up as, you know, as a teenager, of course. You know, graduating from high school in the 90s, and, you know, even meeting my wife in the 90s. My son was born at the end of the 90s, and so it's a decade that I wish that I could go back to sometimes, man. Busting an Uncle Rico right here. Wish I could take a trip back to the 90s, man, and do it all over again. I would right a lot of wrongs, put it that way, too, you know. But anyway, your boy Spanish Fly right here doing the Spanish Fly Experience, welcoming you and thanking you for listening and having a great time. I mean, I just love doing this podcast every single week. And of course, my show that I do as well every single Monday from 4 to 6 p.m. on KUBU 96.5 right here in the city of Sactown. Little low power station brought to you by Access Sacramento. And showing them a little love right here in my podcast as well, because of course, that's where my show is. You know, I do the Spanish Flies flashbacks. You know, somewhat, you know, little bit different way. I play a lot of oldies on there, a lot of old school, a lot of R&B. If you guys haven't heard my show, check it out. 4 to 6 p.m. Mondays, KUBU 96.5. Make sure you download that app. Check out the show that way. Or you can always watch on Facebook Live as well. Bring it to you either way. All right. Next song right here, this dude out of Detroit, Michigan, man. You know, good song right here that I can only remember. He had just this one cut. And, of course, you know, one single that I remember buying at the warehouse, the spot that I used to go and buy my fucking music. My dude right here, Tony Rich, better known as the Tony Rich Project. One of my favorite slow cuts of all time right here. This is Nobody Knows right here on the Spanish Fly Experience. Dropping the year 1995 for you. Do it.
Yeah. sad, and I just keep thinking about the love that we had, and I'm missing you, and nobody knows it but me.
Tony Rich Project, Nobody Knows. Happening right here, the Spanish Fly Experience, bringing you the year 1995. Taking you back to when the R&B cuts were the best. They were in the 1990s, believe it or not. I think that decade had the best artists, best songs out. And they were dropping them. 2000s were okay, but nothing could compare to the 90s R&B cuts. A lot of babies were made. A lot of panties were dropped in the 1990s with the R&B cuts, such as the one I'm about to play next. Of course, one boy right here, you know, one quarter of the Jodeci group, you know him, right? It's Casey Haley, you know, the one that did the album with Casey, you know, I'm sorry, with JoJo, his brother JoJo. Yeah, Casey and JoJo, uh-huh. You know, when they weren't solos by themselves, you know, with when they left Jodeci. Of course, Casey Haley did this one song by himself. He covered the Jason Womack song that came out in 1981, I believe. And he did it for the Jason's Lyric album. And, you know, I don't even think I even watched that movie, you know. I don't know. I'm going to have to think back on that one. But anyway, yeah, he did this one off of the Jason's Lyric album. The soundtrack, that is. This is If You Think You're Lonely Now. This is my boy Casey Haley. Casey and JoJo, you know, Jodeci, affiliated in so many ways, right here with the Spanish Fly Experience. Check it out.
I just want to dedicate this song to all the lovers in the world tonight. And I expect that to be the whole world, because everybody needs someone or something to love. Talk about this
Casey Haley. If you think you're lonely now, it's your boy Spanish Fly right here. Taking care of you with the year 1995, showcasing that year, you know, doing the 1990s on this season. Of course, being brought to you by Villains and Saints Clothing at villainsandsaintsclothing.com. No need to explain the lineup, man. You know what I mean? Because the clothing speaks for itself. Check them out. Fly gear for everybody out there for you. No matter who you are, they got you covered at villainsandsaintsclothing.com. Check them out. 10% off. You put my name, Spanish Fly, in the box to check out. Save you guys a little bit of cash for the new year. What better way to add, you know, to start off your new year at villainsandsaintsclothing.com with saving you 10% off your final tab at the end. All right? Of course, you know, I'm hooking you up. They're hooking you up as well. All right. Next song right here. Remember this group when they were little babies, man, little kids, little, 12, 13-year-old kids, man, but they was dropping cuts, you know. That song, I Got the Munchies, one of the first ones they ever dropped, and I Will Never Lie, but this song right here stood out the most to me. Of course, I'm talking about Batman, Marquez, Batman Houston, Jerome, Romeo Jones, little LDB, even Half Pint was a part of him for a little while. Talking about my boys, Immature. By the way, a little fun fact for you, not so immature anymore. Marquez Houston, 37 years old, man. Oh, man, that's crazy to even say that, you know, going from immature to, you know, even still being affiliated, still known as that, being a 37-year-old person, man. Man, that's some crazy shit. All right, Immature dropping this next song right here. One of my most favorite cuts from them. I swear, it's better than all the songs they ever dropped, believe it or not. This is Constantly right here. The Spanish Fly Experience dropping it for you in the year 1995. Gotta play this and really do it. Thank you. Immature, who later went on to be known as IMX. I think went back to Immature after that, I think. That's constantly one of my favorite cuts right there from them. The Spanish Fly Experience, dropping it for you. Showcase of the year 1995. Next week, 1996. Almost done with this season, man. It's going by so quick. Having a great time, though. You know, take a little break after we're done. And you're going to figure out what direction we're going to go in. So, you know, make sure that you are telling everybody what's happening with the Spanish Fly Experience, dropping these weekly podcasts for you. Of course, being brought to you by Villains and Saints Clothing, villainsandsaintsclothing.com. Thank you guys so much for being a part of this. Of course, got to bring it to an end with one more song, spotlight in the year 1995. And it was a good time doing this podcast, man. It was just kind of also just hard for me to, you know, focus at the same time, man. Because, you know, it's just kind of weird how, you know, I mean, this, I don't want to say this dude was like a big part of my life. But, you know, he was just like one of my most favorite R&B singers. Like a lot of people, you know, Michael Jackson was to people. Prince was to a lot of people, you know, big time fans. Of course, I was a big fan. I want to say I still am, man. But you know what? I don't know, man. It just sucks that it had to happen, you know, that he had to do these things. Sucks that he had to be the bad person that he is, man. But you know what? I mean, you know, he did what he did. It's fucked up. Thank you for ruining it for me, man. But you know what? I still will play your music, but not often. I don't even think I will play any of his music on my show. I don't want to offend anybody because I don't want anybody to be pissed off. I don't want to lose any listeners. You know, you know how this, you know, day and age is, just too many sensitive people out there, man. So I ain't trying to piss off nobody right now. But you know, hey, one day I might just fucking get a wild hair, you know, fucking play an R. Kelly song. But you know, anyway, let that shit go out. You know, onto my next song right here. This last one right here for you for the year 1995. This from Total with Notorious B.I.G. doing the rap. Rapping the opening, you know, pretty good song, man. I love this song right here. It reminds me of my homeboy, Paul, man. Yes, my homeboy Paul, when he lived in Delray, he used to come by, man, and visit me and his little brother. I can't remember his brother's name. He used to roll in his Cadillac, man, and we would try to hit up on all kinds of bitches. You know, I remember him playing this song a lot, man. He used to call himself Big Papa because this dude was like 6'5", man. A big motherfucker, man. You know, he was cool as fuck. I ended up going out with his sister. You know, actually, yeah. No, I went out with his sister before I met the dude. So I don't think he even knew about it until after. I don't know, but he probably wouldn't have cared because we were already older. But anyhow, Total with Notorious B.I.G. This is Can't You See right here on the Spanish Fly Experience. Bringing it to you for the year 1995.
Chicken head from Pasadena to Medina. Bet big, get in between your density. Keep the prognosis, doses, blends and bends like Twizzlers. Biggest fitting to hurt, what's under that skirt? Who filling them with octane? Got them gassed up, about to get blasted up, son. The last one, word the mother, brother, miss him. I seen it when he kissed him at the wake, made his body shake. The high guy in 850 eyes, smoke tint, rack terror, four chrome and terror. Street five by the rivers, the fifth is conspicuous. Bad boy slipped in 95, ridiculous. My rap lines is like landmines. One step, kaboom, black suits fill the room. To whom it may concern, Junior Mafia's the click. I have my honey's total bustin'.
That's right.
In the middle of the day now, baby, I seem to think of only you. Oh, oh yeah. Never think of for a moment, baby, that you've been thinking of me too. Yeah. So I can't wait for the day that we can be together. Can't let you walk away.
That's right.
Oh, can't you see?
Total featuring the Notorious B.I.G. Big Papa back in the year 1995. Can't you see right here? The Spanish Fly Experience having a great time, man, doing this for you. Being brought to you by Villains and Saints Clothing.com. Right after you're done with this, listening to this podcast, go and get yourself something to wear, all right? Spanish Fly will bring you 10% off. That's right. Put Spanish Fly at the very end when you check out, 10% off. Villains and Saints Clothing.com. Don't need no more further explanation. I want you to check it out. I want you to see the gear that they got. Dope. Everybody out there. All right. Man. It's already time to bring this to an end. Time to bring this to a close. You know, and I apologize about the whole R. Kelly thing here and there, bringing that dude up on my podcast, man. But, you know, he was a big part of the 1990s R&B, man. But he did what he did. He fucked up and did stupid shit to these little girls, man. But you know what? Whatever he did, it's fucked up, man. But anyhow, we don't want to talk about more about it. Gonna have to bring the show to an end, though, and tell you guys, thank you guys so much for listening for another week of Spanish Fly Experience. Next week, of course, year 1996. Wow. this season is flying by really fast, man. Next, you know, of course, we're 97, 98, and 99, and we'll bring it to an end for season two. So make sure you guys are letting everybody know what's cracking. The Villains and Saints. I'm sorry. Of course, Villains and Saints Clothing.com, but of course, with the Spanish Fly Experience. Let them know, man. Share this show. You know, whatever podcast we've played, like on Spotify. Of course, we're available on Anchor apps. All any kind of platform that supports podcasts, we are available to be heard. All you got to do is just type in Spanish Fly Experience, and you are right there checking it out. We have all the shows archived, all the previous months, and you know, from the first season. Oh, of course, we got second season, this one right here, adding more to it next week and the week after that. Check it out, Spanish Fly Experience. Yes, we love bringing you this show every single week. Want to thank my boy Rudy Herrera for working so hard to bring, you know, this show to life as well, behind the scenes doing this shit. Yeah, I thank you so much, brother, for working hard, bro. I appreciate it, man. Of course, got to bring this one to an end. Spanish Flies stepping out, about ready to get my Friday started. Hell yeah, we're going to do this. Have a great fucking day. I appreciate you guys. Going to get my drink on this weekend as well. My wedding anniversary on Saturday, tomorrow. Yeah. Happy anniversary to me and my wife. 18 years. Michelle Rodriguez, I love you, baby. Yes, 18 years married to the same woman. Still brings me joy to this day. I love her. All right. Spanish Fly, telling you guys, thank you guys so much for listening. I will talk to you guys next week for the year 1996. Peace out, y'all. I'm out.
Yo, this episode of the Spanish Fly Experience is brought to you by Villains and Saints Clothing for the hottest clothing, streetwear, lifestyle.